Hey everyone, welcome back to Walking with God. Have a great episode planned for you guys today. Before I get into that, I just wanted to apologize for not doing an episode last night. I actually worked late. I got home and laid down to rest for a second and actually fell asleep. And then woke up the next morning and had to get to work. So sorry about that. But I just going to get an episode in today, and then we'll be off on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll be back on Monday. But I just want to, again, thank you guys for all the love and support. I've had so much love and support. I think we're over 130 listens right now total. We average about 20 people listening to this, so I really appreciate that. Really, really such a blessing. And I just praise God and glory to God. And we've already seen one person saved, and that's just an amazing thing. Before I get into this, I want to start in prayer, and then we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for letting me be able to go to work and be safe, God, today. I praise you so much, God, and I just thank you so much for keeping me safe and protecting me everywhere I go. I ask to forgive me for my sins where I fail you, God. I fail every single day, and I just ask you to continue to please forgive me, and just please, just I thank you so much for your mercy and your love, God, and send your son down the cross. I ask you to be with the people listening to this today. If they have any needs in their life they need, please be with them. If they're having trouble with their spouse or family member or something, God, just please heal that situation. If they need help finding a job or a car or food, God, just be with that situation, God. If they need help with physical, mental, or financial needs, just be with them, God. Thank you so much for the listeners, God. Bless your soul. If somebody's not saved, please let them come to know you through this or any other way possible, God. We love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. So today's episode I want to go over forgiveness. There's a couple verses in the Bible that, you know, explain forgiveness and how we should do it and how we should forgive people just like Christ forgave us and things like that. You know, I always start out like very first, most of the things you can get out, most of the verses you can go through Proverbs and get, you know, and one of the ones that stick out to me the most is Proverbs 17:9. And it says, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friendship. So the first, it's a two part. He that covereth transgression seeketh love. So basically, he that forgives, you know, forgiveness. But he that repeateth the matter, you're going to keep doing it, right? We should learn from our mistakes. So if I do something wrong, if I mess up with something, I should ask for forgiveness, but I should try not to do it, you know, again after that. You know, and we should forgive people. That's just the main thing I want to talk about is just forgiveness. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, you know, and you know, we're so quick to be mad, and we're so quick to just have hate and hold grudges. If you go over to Ephesians, let's see here. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind to one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So I've read this verse before, but it just explains, you know, it's right there. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, you know, Christ, God, you know, God forgave us. Christ forgave us. We should forgive each other no matter what, you know. There's nothing, you know, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. That's the main point of all this. Like, you know, I'm going to give you, and some of these verses are going to sound repetitive because it's talking about forgiveness, but like God says it a lot. So if God says a lot, it must be important. You know, Matthew 6:14, let's go over there. And that you hear is my Bible. I'm actually in the Bible. I'm reading these verses from the Bible. So Matthew 6:14 says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That's a promise, right? Does God lie? So if I forgive my friend for messing up, God will forgive me. Like, so one of the problems we have in life is we consciously know no one's perfect. We do. But let's say my friend hurts me, right? In my brain, I say, I can't believe that person hurt me. Like, they shouldn't hurt me. You know, I don't deserve that or whatever. But in reality, if we turn a switch on in our head, if we click it on in our head, knowing, like walking around knowing that, man, that person's a sinner. So they're going to hurt me because they're not perfect. If we have that understanding, that can change our whole life. our friendships will be better. Our family relationships will be better. Our relationships with our spouse will be better. All of our relationships will be better, no matter if it's work, like a boss or a friend or a coworker or just somebody in general. If we switch that knob on saying, I know that person is not perfect, that they are a sinner, that I know they're going to hurt me because they're not God, they're not Jesus, they can't be perfect, that they're going to mess up. It's just life. If I have that conscious thought walking around, then it'll change your life. You'll not be mad at people. You'll be happy. You'll help people. Like, if you go to Colossians, let's see. Colossians 3:13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. It's going to, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just going to be the same. Like, Christ forgave us. We have to forgive other people. That's just God. Like, that's a thing that God wants us to do. Like, I just don't know, like why we hold grudges, you know? And trust me, people, you know, most people, they don't know my whole story, and I've been hurt a lot in my life by family and friends, and I would have any justification in my brain to hold grudges, to be mad, to not like people, to hate people. In my brain, I have all the justification in the world. I don't have any justification from God, but to me, I would, but it's not about me. You know what I'm saying? It's not about me at all. It's about Christ and God and serving Him and making and loving souls and loving my friends that I don't want them to go to hell. And it makes me emotional and I almost cry because I have friends that are on their way to hell. And I pray and ask God every day to soften their soul and let me be a witness. And I ask God to make me not be get mad at something they do, because anything I can say can turn them away. If I say the wrong thing, there's a chance they'll never be saved. If I get mad at them and I say something, I'm saying, you're a stupid person. In their mind, they're like, this guy's a Christian. This guy knows God and he just called me stupid. Why would I want that? So I have to consciously make an effort every day. When I get up and I walk with God in the morning and I pray, I ask God to clear my thoughts and let me be a witness and let me be forgiving. Because I don't want my friends to go to hell. I'm going to be transparent. I used to just go through life and I go to church and I'll come home and, you know, I'll read the Bible but I would never really care like a lot. I would care a little bit, but I'm not this much about my friends' souls and where they went. But something changed in me the other day and God used somebody to open my heart, and I just want to see my friends go to heaven. That's all I want. That's all the reason I do this. I want them to understand His word, and I want them to know that they can get to heaven. It's easy. You know, there's a better life. You don't have to live in anxiety or depression, or you don't have to fight with your spouse, or you don't have to be in addiction. You don't have to be an addict. You don't have to. You can be addicted to God, and your life would be changed. If we go to Luke. Luke 6:37, it says, judge not and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. Right there. Right there. Like it's just, it's simple. God just says it so many times. Let's go to Psalms here real quick, because, you know, that's one of my favorite verses too, or books in the Bible. Psalms 86 says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. God's grace is so good. He says multiple times, if you forgive, you'll be forgiven. Like Psalms 32:5 says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Shalah. God says if we come to him and ask forgiveness, he already forgets it. See, and I'm going to do an episode on this, another episode on this. About brokenness and forgiving sins. And see, we want to forget our sins, but it's just not the way we're built. See, God can forget sins because he's God. So as soon as we ask, he forgets them, right? But we're always going to remember our sin. And the reason for that is because if we didn't remember our sin, we couldn't praise the Lord for forgiving them. So if we ask God to forgive our sins, he's going to forgive our sins, but he's also going to forget them. He's going to cast them out. He's going to, from as far as east from the west. See, we're talking about forgiveness, right? We're talking about forgiving your friend for doing whatever, your spouse for doing whatever, your boss for doing whatever. But the biggest sign of forgiveness that's ever happened is when God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, to forgive us for our sins. See, we sin every single day, sometimes without even knowing it, right? You'll think a cuss word, or you'll think a bad thought, or you'll listen to music that you know is bad, or you'll watch a movie bad, you'll see a funny video that has bad stuff in it, or you know the Bible says if you think this thing, you've already committed it. You know, this generation is so easy to sin. You can access anything from your phone. Billboards have sin on it. TV shows have sin. Commercials have sin. The kids channels have sin. Everything is so accessible. We sin every single day without knowing it. But yet, God loved us enough, so much, that he sent his son down to this earth to become sin for us. See, there's a better way. There's a better life. See, I want people to go to heaven. I really do. And it's so easy. And people don't want to accept it because their pride. I say this every episode, their pride. And that's the reason people don't forgive people or ask for forgiveness. They're prideful. And it's our downfall. The Bible says it. Pride leads to our destruction. And what is one of the two paths? The path of destruction. Pride can get us. Pride is the number one reason people go to hell. Don't be prideful. I want to stand in heaven one day with my friends and family. I really do. I want to rejoice. I want to serve God with my friends and family. But the choice is only up to you. The only way you can get to heaven is if you believe God sent his son to die on the cross for your sins and he rose him again the third day. There's no other way to get to heaven. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't give to charity your way to heaven. You can't give to the poor on your way to heaven. Like, you can't give $1 billion to get to heaven. Like, it doesn't matter if you have a good heart. It doesn't matter. Whatever. The only way is to believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins. It's so simple. All you have to do is ask him to take you to heaven and believe it. You don't let pride, don't let Satan whisper in your ear that you don't need it. Sin is only good for your season. You'll be destroyed. I've seen it with my eyes. I've wept for friends that don't know if they're going to make it. I begged God to protect my friends. I don't want them to go to hell. Like, I don't at all. It bothers me every night that I have friends going to hell. And I talk to them every day about it. And I don't want to push them away, because it can have Satan attacks. And I just ask that if you're really questioning it, talk to me. I will tell you some verses that you know for sure you're going to heaven. But the only way to do it is believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. There's no other way. So I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for you guys that I want to know if there's a way to go to heaven that don't know really how to ask. This prayer does not get you to heaven. I can't get you to heaven. Only God can. And you have to believe this in your heart. Just saying the prayer doesn't get you to heaven, but believing it in your heart does. Dear Heavenly Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. God, I don't want to go to hell. God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins, and I believe you rose him up again on the third day. God, please come into my heart and save my soul from hell and take me to heaven when I die. I love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. If you pray that prayer and you believe it fully in your heart, then God will take you to heaven when you die. It's a life-changing experience. All these past episodes, you know, you start being more happier. You'll have peace in your heart. You'll be able to sleep better. You'll have, you know, Satan's still going to attack you, yes. But it's a whole lot better life. It's better for Satan to attack you when your fighter is God than when Satan's attacking you and you don't have anybody fighting for you. If you accept Christ as your Savior, you have a direct line to the Creator of the universe to ask for anything, to ask for help. He can beat those addictions. He can beat your marriage problems. He can beat your family problems. He can beat your poverty problems if you don't have any food or car or job. He can do all that. He loves you and he's ready to pour his blessings upon you. So please say that prayer. Please believe it. Now, don't get me wrong. The storm will still come. Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes time. You're still going to have to work on some things. But it's a whole lot better life, I promise. So just be out there. Forgive your friends. Forgive your family for stuff that happens. We're not perfect. We have to understand we're all sinners. So take that to heart. Try to work on that. And if you pray that prayer, if you're not sure if you're saved, and believe in your heart and that God will take you to heaven. I love you guys. If you guys have any prayer requests, message me on Facebook, message me on my phone, message me on anything you have me on. I love you guys. I want to do whatever I can to help you guys walk with the Lord grow. But I love you guys. I'll be back on Monday with a new episode. I'll be you guys have a blessed night and blessed weekend. Have a good night.